Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports and people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be alright. Yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
Kennedy, we have Michaela Gabbert joining us inside the Good Vibe Tribe today.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So, Michaela, I know you're here to talk about your cousin, 7 months old, correct?
He's just shy of 8 months old. He'll be 8 months old this week.
His name is Castiel, and he's having a tough time right now. He's actually at Boston Children's Hospital. Can you talk about the fundraising you're doing and why you're doing it?
So, Castiel got diagnosed with stage 4 neuroblastoma about a week ago. He is just the kind of baby that stops you in your track. He's got these beautiful, bright eyes, and he's engaged with everyone around him, and his laugh is just so contagious. He's such a happy baby. And his parents, Mike and Lady, they're the kind of people that just show up for you whenever you need it, and so we just want to do the same for them. They're, you know, taking on this fight with a lot of bravery and courage. Castiel's on day 5 of his first round of chemo. He's in pain. He has sores in his mouth and discomfort from the chemo and baby teething at the same time.
Wow.
But he's really the star of Children's Hospital. The nurses all keep coming by and taking him from the room to go snuggle with him and disappearing for a while at a time. Everyone just loves him.
I think what people may not realize is what goes along with something like this that's going to last a long time. And you have to, well, Boston Children's Hospital can afford you the care.
Right.
What they can't afford you is, you know, hotels or food or parking or help for your other kids. Because if you have brothers, sisters, siblings, they still have to be cared for as well. And This is what that money's going to do, right?
Right. And Castiel's brother, Nicholas, he's autistic. He's 13 years old. He's an amazing kid. But he really thrives with consistency and stability and support. And that's something that his parents are just going to be really stretched thin to provide. So the GoFundMe that we created will help with showing him support, taking care of Castiel's expenses, time missed from work, and then we're also hosting a fundraiser in Nashua on June 3rd at Axel's Throw House to also raise some money there. His parents live in Nashua, but they'll be in Boston most of the time, so I'm just trying to get some support in both communities so they're just surrounded by all the love in the world right now.
Yeah, this is just an unimaginable thing to have to deal with. How are you and your family going? How are you coping with this?
I would say for me personally, I'm just trying to stay busy. I just want to give them the whole world. I don't want them to worry at all about the money so that they can just pour all their love into their boys right now. We were fortunate to spend the weekend with them up at Children's, and just seeing that he is still happy and still playing with everyone was really, really reassuring. He's got the spark in him, and I think that that will carry him through as long as we all show up for them and fight for them. My parents are struggling. They love him. They love his parents, but I think everyone's just doing their best to show up and love them the way they deserve to be loved right now.
Well, let's do it.
Yeah, so what we want to do, yes, we want to share the GoFundMe link. Drop us a text here in the studio, 617-655-1234. Again, 617-655-1234. Castiel, at 8 months old, is at Boston Children's right now being treated, and they need our help. I mean, Michaela, you're a wonderful auntie
really
for
are.
Doing this for him, for coming on the show and sharing this. And again, if you want to get involved, you want to help, tell us again where the thing is happening in New Hampshire.
Yep, that's at Axel's Throw House in Nashua. It's an axe throwing center, and then we're going to have raffles and contests and all sorts of fun things for people to kind of meet each other and have some fun and all for a good cause. The proceeds will also go towards his care.
Okay, so 617-655-1234, text us here in the studio. We'll send you back the GoFundMe link. And Michaela, you and Castiel and the entire family, you are all officially members of the Carson
yep.
Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe.
Thank you so much for letting me share his story today.
Please keep us posted, okay?
Will do.
All right, talk to you soon, Michaela.
All right, thank you.
If you know someone who should be celebrated in the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now, 617-655-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't Beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. Let love bloom in a new Subaru. Kennedy? SubaruofNewEngland.com.
Do you let love bloom in your car?
Huh?
Say hey to Caitlin from Taunton.
Taunton. Hi, Caitlin.
Hey.
Will you kick Kennedy out, please?
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thanks. You too.
All right, Caitlin, we've got 5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, you win yourself $100. If you tie Kennedy, that's a loss for you, and she is now over in that soundproof studio. Are you ready?
Probably not, but let's go.
Tom Bergeron will host a Shark Week special called Dancing with the Sharks, where divers perform choreographed underwater routines with actual sharks.
Peak American culture.
Which TV show formerly hosted by Bergeron are they spoofing?
Dancing with the Stars.
Ed Sheeran, Dave Grohl, and John Mayer recorded a song for Brad Pitt's new racing movie, F1. It's called Drive. One of Brad Pitt's most famous movies is Fight Club. What is the first rule of Fight Club?
You don't talk about Fight Club.
Tommy Lee and his wife have split, reportedly because of his drinking. Lee co-founded and plays drums for one of the most famous rock bands of all time. What band is it?
I should probably know that. I don't remember, though.
Question number 4. Sofia Vergara is currently single, but she does have one dating requirement. He has to make as much money as her or more, because guys who make less end up resenting her. Which actor was Vergara married to from 2015 to 2024?
I don't know how to say his last name.
That's important.
It's half of his name.
Yeah, you got to get close.
Magnola, something like that. I don't know.
Dan?
That's not it.
No. Question number 5. 159 years ago today in 1866, Congress authorized minting the nickel to replace the smaller silver piece known as the half dime. Whose face is on the nickel? Digging through my pockets right now. Don't you have a ponytail?
I don't have. I'm driving, so I'm not.
I'll give you a hint. Old dead white guy.
Let's get Kennedy back in the studio.
Kennedy!
Kennedy, welcome back.
Hello.
Caitlin from Taunton.
Taunton.
Got 2 out of 5 correct.
Well done.
Thanks.
These are tough. You ready?
Yep.
Tom Bergeron will host a Shark Week special called Dancing with the Sharks.
Genius.
Where divers will perform choreographed underwater routines with actual sharks. Which TV show formerly hosted by Bergeron are they spoofing?
Dancing with the Stars.
Tied to 1. Ed Sheeran, Dave Grohl, and John Mayer recorded a song for Brad Pitt's new racing movie, F1. It's called Drive. One of Brad Pitt's most famous movies is Fight Club. What is the first rule of Fight Club?
You don't talk about Fight Club.
Tied at two. Tommy Lee and his wife have split reportedly because of his drinking. He co-founded and plays drums for one of the most famous rock bands of all time. What is it?
Motley Crue.
Right.
3-2. Question number four. Sofia Vergara is currently single, but she does have one dating requirement. He has to make as much money as her or more. Because, Kennedy, a guy who makes less ends up resenting her.
Wow, I've never heard that before. How weird.
Which actor was Vergara married to from 2015 to 2024?
I'm going
to
get his last name wrong.
I know.
Joe Manganiello?
Well, you nailed it, actually.
Yeah.
4-2, question number five. 159 years ago today in 1866, Congress authorized minting the nickel to replace the smaller silver piece known as the half dime. Whose face is on the nickel?
Thomas Jefferson?
That is a great guess.
Dang, look at you.
That's right. That should be the name of the game. Dang, look at you. All right, Kennedy gets the win. Caitlin, I'm sorry you don't get the cash, but you are not leaving empty-handed. I hope you have a lacrosse player in your family.
I'm sure someone will enjoy it.
Yes, you got yourself four packs of tickets to all 4 days of the NCAA Lacrosse Championships happening May 23rd through the 26th at Gillette Stadium, so you enjoy that, okay?
Oh, thank you.
You are welcome. What would you like to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Caitlin from Taunton, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1. Now back to Carson and Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy.
On Mix 104.1.
617-655-1234. That's the number into the studio. You can call or text 617-655-1234. What are you getting into this weekend, Kennedy?
It is my Super Bowl.
Yes,
this weekend is my Super Bowl.
It's a big one. I was checking out some of the clips yesterday.
The Eurovision Song Contest happens this weekend. Qualifying is going on now. Semi-qualifying is going on now. I don't watch any of that mess anymore because I want to see it for the first time in the finals. And so I will sit in front of my television from 3 p.m. until probably 9 o'clock at night.
I was watching a guy on YouTube yesterday. It was called the Big Gay Univision Contest Update.
Mm-hmm.
And it was hysterical. This guy was going through breaking it all down.
The whole thing is hysterical. The whole thing is hysterical.
Kennedy, I've never watched a second of it. Can you break it down to me like I'm five?
Did you ever watch the movie with Will Ferrell?
Nope.
Okay. Well, basically, it's a talent competition for countries all through Europe and such. Everybody, each country, puts forth their best
their
singer
representative.
With an original song. There are very strict rules. They perform. It's just like March Madness, but with songs. And then, at the end, everybody gets to vote. So the countries call in, and they have so many votes each, and they tally their votes between all of the people who performed. The voting takes three times as long as the actual performances.
So all of the people in each country get to vote?
Yeah.
Do the bigger countries have an advantage?
No. But everybody gets the same amount of votes, like 13 votes, and you can parse them out as you wish.
Do you have a country that you root for?
Uh-uh. I just wait and I watch. So if you want to follow on Instagram, I promise I'll be doing some stuff. It'll be really stupid.
Watch the Will Ferrell movie, Dan. Yeah, yeah, ding dong. That's all you need.
Yeah, yeah, ding dong.
Yeah, yeah, ding dong. Debbie's from Framingham. Good morning.
Good morning.
She's going on a cruise, Kennedy.
Where are you going?
I'm going to Bermuda.
Oh, girl.
Are you going out of Boston?
Yes.
That's a lovely little cruise.
Lana and I did that when we found out we were pregnant.
You're on
with
your baby moon, right?
Yeah, it was like a baby moon.
Mm-hmm.
Have you done it before?
Yeah, we went last year, too. So we're doing it with... We took two of our adult children went with us last year, and then this year, one of the adult children is staying home and babysitting, and the grandchildren, while the other adult child can go. So there's
nice. Well, enjoy the dark and stormies and the pink sand beaches.
You know, that's
I'm excited.
That's how we determined Barrett's name too when we were there, mm-hmm. because Barrett Water is a very popular water over there. And we had been thinking about the name Barrett, mm-hmm. and then we bought this bottle of water at a store and turned around, and it was called Barrett. We're like, okay.
And that was it?
That was it.
Oh, that's
good. That's cool.
So Barrett's named after a Caribbean water brand.
No, well, he's named after a family friend, but we just knew.
That's not the story I just heard.
Okay.
You heard that.
Kennedy, I'm doing something this weekend. I'm doing something new this weekend.
I don't believe you.
It is true.
You're going to okey-doke me. And
I am not going to okey-doke you.
All right.
I am doing something new. Actually, tonight, going to the Tall Ship in East Boston.
What are you, 25?
I am
a 25-year-old woman?
That is the main clientele. You're not wrong.
Do you have the uniform?
What's the uniform for
I truly don't know.
A 25-year-old at the Tall Ship?
I wouldn't know, but... Why are you going there?
I'm actually hosting an event. It's a spring fling. You know, it's a fundraiser.
Oh, there you go.
Yes, for
is a stunner of a place, and the view down there. It's right where I used to live at my building, building I used to live in.
Yeah,
they're unmatched. I'm sorry, the views from East Boston are unmatched.
Yeah, I went. I did a walkthrough the other day to see where we were setting up all the DJ equipment, and everything. I was like, wow, this is amazing.
Isn't it cool?
Because you just look right back into the city. There, the Tall Ship is there. They got little food trucks
it's
and everything.
It's a stunner. Yep.
So, I'm going to be doing that, DJing that tonight.
Well, have fun.
It's going to be a blast.
What's on the playlist for tonight?
Oh. It's going to be a lot of 90s and early 2000s, Dan. Going to be a lot of Beyonce and Destiny's Child.
Ooh.
And Rump Shaker and all of that, just all that kind of 80s,
are
90s.
Are tickets available? Because dang.
Yeah? You want to come?
No,
I know somebody. I can get
I
you.
I can't move.
Well, it's a fundraiser.
Excuse me, I know the DJ.
Yeah, can I lay down in the DJ booth? That's about the only way I could go.
A lot of boots with the fur, Dan.
There you go.
From the windows to the wall.
That'll get the people going.
Yeah, that'll be. And then I'm doing lacrosse, Kennedy, of course.
Bum, bum, ba-dum, bum.
Our good
hungover, too. That would be good.
B-side, good morning.
Good morning, everybody.
Hey,
she has you have a fundraiser on Sunday. What are we doing?
Well, I am dusting off my slide rights and coming out of Cornhole retirement. And it's a fundraiser for Special Olympics. One of my really good friends does a Special Olympics fundraiser every year. This year, she decided to open it up to our cornhole community, and I was in charge of the raffle items mostly. And so we got, like, you know, a Yeti cooler, a grill.
Wow.
You know,
is this breaking news that you're coming out of retirement? I feel like that we should be calling our sister sports station.
You didn't see the story on ESPN 8, the Ocho?
And I feel bad as the number one sports reporter in Boston that I didn't grasp that.
You know, it's a rare thing. It's a rare thing for me to come out for cornhole. And, Special Olympics is near and dear. And we even got a DJ that is offering DJ services. So we're
party.
Pulling out
you are
our
a good
spots.
Doobie.
That's a good party. That's a good party. We'll have a great time.
Have fun, honey.
Thank you.
I'm not going to lie. I get sucked into cornhole when it's on TV.
I was watching some kids play the other day. It was on wherever I was.
Yeah. They're unreal. They didn't miss. They put it in the hole every time. And the funniest part is, I love when the adult guys are playing and they're holding cups because they're so used to playing cornhole with the beer. So they have
to
hold.
Throwing off their balance.
You got to have a counterweight.
Get out of here.
Yes.
Go somewhere else. That's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard.
That's peak athletic performance, Kennedy. You don't understand.
And you know I don't. And I'm okay with that.
We're out here throwing bags, Kennedy. You don't know.
I don't. And I've never been so glad to be stupid.
617-655-1234. 617-655-1234. What are you getting into over the weekend? We'll do more of that next.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
4-1.
Now back to Carson and Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy.
On Mix 104.1.
617-655-1234. We're just in here smiling because intern Mac is in the soundproof studio over there, just dancing up a storm during Ariana Grande.
It was a vibe.
It was a vibe. It was a vibe. Glad to have intern Mac back this summer. Again, 617-655-1234. We want to know what you're getting into over the weekend. So we got, a whole car full of kids, Kennedy.
Oh,
Cora and Ada and Aria, good morning.
Good morning.
What are you guys up to this weekend?
So, I'm Cora, and today I have my birthday party, and it's a sleepover.
What age are you turning?
I turned 11 yesterday.
Hey. Oh, that's a good one.
Are you guys going to play games, watch movies? What are we doing at the slumber party? What's happening? Are we TPing boys' houses? What's happening?
Yeah.
It's more like TikTok dances, though.
Manhunt.
Oh, Manhunt's fun. I haven't played that in a long time.
Is that like hide and seek situation, Manhunt?
Kinda.
Yeah. Did you hear them both be like, kinda old man? Both of them at the same time, same tone. The disrespect!
Back in my day, we played hopscotch.
We had jacks and marbles.
And a hula hoop.
And we were damn happy to have them, too.
Well, you guys have a great party. Happy 11th. All right?
11's a good year. Have
fun. Right, babe. Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye, everybody. Everybody say goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.
So cute.
Bye. Bye. I guess they're all gone. That was awesome.
Never felt so old in my life.
Jill from Eastie. Good morning.
Good morning, Carson, Kennedy, and Dan. How are you?
We're doing great. Your daughter's graduating?
It's actually my goddaughter, Molly. Okay. She's graduated from Merrimack College this afternoon, and I just want to give her a shout-out because I'm so proud of her.
Oh, congratulations. That's fantastic. So much hard work.
Thank you. It is. It's been a great 4 years. She's a good kid, and I'm so proud of her.
Mm. What's she going to be when she grows up?
Criminal justice field.
Mm. A crisp $100 bill is nice in a graduation card, too. I'm just saying.
No lie.
Absolutely. Just saying, a little Jill. More. She's my goddaughter.
Oh, mm-hmm. Oh, you hear that, Dan? Mm-hmm. Nice.
Yeah, 100's probably the going rate for extended family, but goddaughter, you got to bump that up.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, tell her we said congratulations. Aaron is from Millis. Good morning. Hello. Oh, no, this is Heidi from Lawrence. Apologies. Good morning, Heidi.
Oh.
So, oh, it's
Hi,
me.
How are you?
Good. You going to a bachelorette in Newport?
Yes, I'm taking my best friend this weekend. There's going to be 6 of us at a hotel. We're doing a pajama party tonight with pizza, lots of wine, and then we're going to a winery tomorrow.
That Super sounds excited. Perfect. Absolutely perfect.
Are you guys going to play Manhunt
40,
after
you know,
the wine?
It's a little bit more
I'm just saying, don't rule it out. Manhunt Newport would be fun.
I think their manhunt would be different.
Yeah, the bachelorette party would be a different manhunt.
Hey, now. There's a good one. There's a game I'd play.
There we go. Calm down, Kennedy.
Have fun, ladies.
Yeah, you have a great time.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you.
All right. Bye. All right, bye.
Oh, my God, Dan.
Terry from Fall River. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, everyone.
Hi.
I am sending my young adult son to Greece for 2 weeks.
Opa!
Oh, wow.
By himself?
Yeah. Going on some excursions like diving, volcanoes, and wine tasting.
The closest I've ever been to Greece is a place that used to be called the Greek Islands. I don't know if it's still there in Chicago, but they would serve you when you were younger than 21. They would bring out the fried cheese and yell, Opa. That's what we did when I was a young person.
The closest I've been to Greece is this good Mediterranean restaurant in Winchester.
Let's put it on the bucket list, Dan.
That is so good. All
Thank
right.
you.
Well, we hope they have a great time. Let's see. Aaron, are you there?
I am here, yes.
Good morning. Aaron is doing the Paul
good
Newman
morning.
5K. Is that right?
Yeah. Yeah. So we've been raising money for, you know, a couple months now. And yeah, it's taking place tonight. And we're heading down tonight. And then the 5K is tomorrow.
Oh, well, we wish you the best.
Thank you so much. Yeah, we're very, very excited. A team of 13 is, you know, going to help raise a little hell. So
we all got to raise a little
hell. We're very
hell.
Excited. Yeah, exactly.
They're good vibe tribe members, you know.
Oh, I'm very well aware. Yes.
Yeah, yeah, I know. We almost met our goal.
Almost?
Almost. We're $6.50 short.
All right.
$6.50?
Internet, I need you to do your thing.
We're $650 short.
Okay. Hey, all right. If you text us in with the link. We have the link somewhere.
Yep.
If somebody wants to help make a donation for their hole-in-the-wall gang camp, 617-655-1234. Text us here in the studio. Have a great time. Producer Dan, what are you doing this weekend?
I don't have a lot going on this weekend, which is exactly how I want it.
That's good. You had the most insane past 2 weeks. You deserve rest, sir.
I think I'm going to visit my sister and my brother-in-law one day because I haven't seen them in a few months.
Is there a break in Coachella?
Yeah, Coachella is...
Is it pick back up next
Coachella
weekend?
Coachella is canceled until she turns 40. We're going to do that just on the tens, I think.
That sounds good.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Let's get to Can't Beat Kennedy.
You can't beat Kennedy.
What?
Because you suck at trivia, you see.
You suck.
Won't get any more than two, and she'll get more than you. That's why you're going to lose, cause you're a loser.
Skirts hurt.
Just tickles me every single time.
KB Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. A little love goes a long way in a 2025 Subaru Forester Hybrid. Learn more at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, please, well, let me just remind everybody, it is Redemption Week.
Redemption Week.
Please welcome back Jessica from Medford.
Hey, girl.
Hello.
What was the score when you won?
4-3.
Okay. Ooh. You know how this works. Kick Kennedy out, please.
Kennedy, could you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you.
5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, and you will do something not many people have done before. Defeated her twice. We will hang your jersey in the rafters here at the radio station.
That's right. We'll send Mac up there with the ladder, hammer and a nail. We'll get it up there.
Kennedy's gone into that soundproof studio. She can't hear anything that is happening. Jessica, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Enya is 64 this weekend. She sold more than 75 million albums, including 26 million in the U.S., and is the second best-selling Irish act ever. Who is she behind?
Cranberry?
Question number 2. A human leg bone was found less than a half a mile down the road from Taylor Swift's New England mansion. Police say foul play is not suspected at this time, but some people think there's a serial killer in the Northeast.
And it might be Taylor herself.
Which New England state does Taylor own property in?
Rhode Island.
This singer turns 50 years old this weekend. Take a listen to one of his biggest songs and then name him.
Waking up too early, maybe we could sleep. Make you banana pancakes, pretend like it's the weekend now. We could pretend it all the time.
Name the artist.
Jack Johnson.
And just to let you and everybody in on the joke, Kennedy has a tattoo of lyrics from that song from a past relationship, and she's not a fan of that song. or that person.
Or that relationship.
Or that relationship.
Yeah, I'm going to be honest, Jessica. That question was solely to troll Kennedy.
So when everybody you now know, when Kennedy comes back in and we play this, the reaction that we're going to get is exactly what Dan was looking for.
Yep. That's showbiz, baby.
Question number four. The Celtics will look to keep their season alive against the Knicks at Madison Square Garden tonight. One Knicks player, Michael Bridges, says he's eaten Chipotle every day for the past 10 years. What is depicted in the Chipotle logo?
A pepper?
Question number five. On this day in 1990, Muppets creator Jim Henson died of pneumonia. He was in New York. He was 53 years old. Is that right? He was only 53 when he passed?
Yeah.
Which Muppet was known for his love of being a stuntman?
Gonzo?
Oh, who whispered in the background?
My sisters are in the car.
Nice job, sisters. Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Yes, the sisters in for the win.
On Redemption Week.
Give a shout-out.
Oh, can I give a shout-out to Claire, Henry, and Peter, my nieces and nephews who are listening?
That's how we knew that one.
Yes, of course. Shout-out to the whole crew. Yeah. Kennedy, welcome back.
Hi.
Deb.
Jessica got 4 out of 5 correct.
Well done, friend.
Well, yep. Jessica and the whispery sister in the background. Yep.
These are tough. You ready?
Definitely the first one I got wrong.
Enya is 64 this weekend. She has sold more than 75 million albums, including 26 million in the U.S., and is the second best-selling Irish act ever. Who is she behind?
You too.
You too, not the Cranberries. That is correct. 1-0. A human leg bone was found less than a half a mile down the road from Taylor Swift's New England mansion. Police say foul play is not suspected at this time, but some people think there's a serial killer in the Northeast. Which New England state does Taylor own property in?
Rhode Island.
2-1. This singer turns 50 years old this weekend. Take a listen to one of their biggest hits and then name them.
Waking up too early.
I hate you. I hate you so much. I am personally victimized by this Can't Meet Kennedy question and this trashy tattoo on my body.
What does it say on your arm?
Your mom. Jack Johnson is the answer.
I don't think those are the lyrics, Dan.
Nancy Preston is a saint. Take
that
back.
You're not wrong. You're asking for yes.
Jack Johnson.
I really, Daniel.
3-2. Book. Question number
four. You're on the list.
Worth it. The juice was worth the squeeze.
The Celtics will look to keep their season alive against the Knicks at Madison Square Garden tonight. One Knicks player, Michael Bridges, says he's eaten Chipotle every day for the past 10 years.
That's delicious.
What is depicted in the Chipotle logo?
A chili. Chili pepper.
Yep. 4-3. Question number five. On this day in 1990, Muppets creator Jim Henson died of pneumonia in New York at the age of 53. Which Muppet was known for his love of being a stuntman?
Gonzo?
Yes.
And chickens. He loved chickens.
That is also true.
Love them chickens.
He loved the chickies. 5-4 is the final score. Redemption is yours, Kennedy. Nice work.
Good job, Kennedy.
Thank you, friends.
Yes. Well, Jessica gets the win. Jessica, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
Jessica didn't get
the win. I'm Jessica from Medford, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Did what I say?
You said Jessica gets the win, Jessica. What do you want, Jessica? What do you want to say to Kennedy?
Jessica.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
And now, it's time for Kennedy's Impossible Parody. You have chosen the subject. And we gave Kennedy 10 minutes to write, sing, and produce a song. Here it is. Kennedy's Impossible Parody.
All right, Mark from Shrewsbury sent us this email. He says, Carson, I realize that when it comes to Boston versus New York, we bring the class, they bring the ass.
Talk to him.
That said, the events that unfolded on air yesterday between you and the guy from the radio station in New York City cannot go unchecked. So, Kennedy, please speak for all of us and let them know we are winning at home. Game 7, let's go! All caps and a lot of O's. Go! That is from Mark in Shrewsbury. What do you have for us this morning, Kennedy?
Alrighty, so to the tune of Pat Benatar's Hit Me With Your Best Shot, here is So That Was Your Best Shot?
Are you ready?
Go ahead.
Hit me
Let me just say, that Achilles tear looked really good on Tatum.
Well, you're a real tough cookie from NYC. You thought you'd drop that joke and get off scot-free. That's okay, we see how you're clocking. Tonight on the court, we'll let the men do the talking. So was that your best shot? Yeah, I think it was his best shot. You think you've got us distraught? Not today.
Hey.
You're coming for our Jason while he is down. That's okay, you just look like a clown. How you gonna look? That is my question. When we bring it back home to win game seven. So was that your best shot? Yeah, I think it was his best shot. And you think you've got us distraught? Not today.
This is the day you want to call and dance on our graves, typical New York fans.
Oh.
I love it, Kennedy.
Quick to the point.
Doesn't need to be long. I said all I needed to say.
I believe so. I said it with my chest.
Thank you, Kennedy. Let me just say, that Achilles tear looks really good on Tatum.
A pox on his household.
All right. If you have a an idea for Kennedy's Impossible parody, please drop me an email. Do not text it into the studio. We like to keep it a surprise from Kennedy. You can email me. It's Carson, K-A-R-S-O-N, at mix1041.com. Carson at mix1041.com. From the 617, Kennedy, that was beautiful. Absolutely beautiful.
Thank you.
Also from the 617, unlike the Friday free-for-all, Kennedy's Impossible parody is like a fine wine. It gets better every week. Much better than the Friday free-for-all, and it's barely started.
All right, you're catching a lot of shrapnel.
What happened here? I thought we were all Celtics fans together.
You understood the assignment.
It's Carson and Kennedy.
Carson and
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. expresspros.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Let's get to the dirty.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24-7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Kennedy.
Yeah. Dirty is the service of findmassmoney.gov. So there's been a lot of scuttlebutt on the interwebs about Justin Bieber and his relationship with Sean Combs. And was he perhaps a victim? Because he met him when he was quite young, when all of the things were going along.
Mm-hmm.
Justin's rep has spoken to TMZ in a statement saying, although Justin is not among Sean Combs' victims, there are individuals who were genuinely harmed by him. Shifting focus away from this reality detracts from the justice these victims rightfully deserve. Last year, people were speculating that he might have been a victim of these antics. There was a video that resurfaced of the two of them talking about the 48 hours they would be spending together when he was 15 years old, saying, you know, it's going to be something like you don't believe, like we're going to go buck wild, stuff like that. And so people were thinking that perhaps he could have been a victim. But he says no, and in a remarkably lucid statement, obviously not made by him, but I think what he said
was... It was very well said.
What his person said was perfect, so there
did you go. Did you catch any of...
I can't watch it, Carson. I can't watch it.
Yeah. It was bad yesterday.
He's guilty. He's wrong. He did it. Right. Full stop. And the fact that this woman has to relive the most damaging moments of her life and have videos that no one else should ever see be seen by strangers breaks my heart.
Well, and then just the cross-examination that happened.
Oh, yeah, because victim blaming is real good.
It's just... awful. And the details that are coming out of, you know, of him hiring male escorts and just all
of... You would think at this point he'd be like, you know what? I made a mistake. How about that deal?
Yeah, no, he's, you know, they're saying that no, he's just, you know, this is his sexual preference as an adult, and this was all consenting, and they everybody was fine with it, and they're making a big deal out of just what was his kink. And watching
you can have your kink all day, let your freak fly, but consent is important. And sir, you didn't have it.
Well, and they, you
and
know,
using your power is not okay.
They were showing the text messages that she had sent, you know, consenting to some of this stuff.
Because he but made her.
Exactly. But it's just watching the cross-examination of Cassie was just...
I don't know how you sleep at night.
It's awful. It's awful.
Cops in Rhode Island, guys, have found what is believed to be a human leg bone in Taylor Swift's mansion.
No.
Well, in the neighborhood anyway.
Oh, okay.
All of the stories are like, body found at Taylor Swift's mansion.
Swift turns out to be a serial killer, that's a great Dateline episode.
No, it's in the neighborhood of Watch Hill, which is not far from her mansion. The discovery was made about 9:30 a.m., just blocks from her mansion. They clearly don't know how the remains ended up there, but no foul play suspected at this time.
Dan, would you believe if I told you a story that you may know all too well that turned to murder?
It's me. Hi, I'm the killer. It's me.
The walls were painted in bad blood.
Yay!
Her reputation preceded her. They thought it was a love story.
She was packing up bodies through the eras.
It turns out she was the anti-hero.
This is easier than it should be, I feel like. She's got a lot of songs.
And it is Friday, so we got some new music. Y'all want to hear a little bit?
Are you sure?
No.
Okay.
Are you ready for it?
I make no promises as to anything I do today because I am half here. Morgan Wallen and Tate McRae dropped What I Want.
She said, you don't want this heart, Ma. It can't be fixed. And I ain't ready to try on a night like this. But if you still want to stay, there ain't nothing wrong. I said, baby, you should know that's what I want. That's what I want. That's what I want.
So there's that one.
Okay.
And then we have Kesha.
Oh. That's your girl.
Why are you laughing?
Because she's ready. It's called Boy Crazy.
Oh, I think the word is deja vu. Just made it a night, but you feel like a friend of mine.
The artwork is amazing. She looks great. She's back. I'm happy for her.
Did you like the song?
I don't
hate it. I haven't heard the whole thing yet. I didn't listen to it on the way in. But Kesha doesn't miss in my book, so it is what it is. That's what I got.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. Let love bloom in a new Subaru. SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say good morning to Kelly from Waltham.
Hi, Kelly.
Good morning. How are you?
We're doing good. Will you kick Kennedy out?
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you.
All right. 5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, you win the money. If you tie, that's a loss for you. Kennedy is over in that soundproof studio. She can't hear anything that is happening. Are you ready?
Yes.
Michael J. Fox will guest star on season 3 of Apple TV's Shrinking. Fox is known for his role as Marty McFly in the Back to the Future series. What is the name of the main villain in Back to the Future?
Oh, I have no idea.
Question number 2. Chris Novoselic is 60 this weekend. He's the 3rd non-mega famous member of Nirvana. Can you name the other 2 members of Nirvana?
Wow.
They're the mega famous ones.
No? All right. Question number 3. AAA expects 45 million people to travel at least 50 miles for Memorial Day weekend. It would break a record that stood for 2 decades. What does AAA stand for? Dan, who hurts you? These are hard.
I frequent the AAA, but I do not know the acronym.
Question number 4. Morgan Wallen's album, I'm the Problem, was released today. But it's okay if you haven't had the chance to listen to all of it yet. It has 37 songs. Morgan's longest reigning number 1 spent 16 weeks at the top of the charts in 2023. Name that song. Okay.
Aye, aye, aye.
Question number 5.
I don't know the name.
Blake Shelton got roasted by Jimmy Fallon this week on The Tonight Show. Jimmy spent a long time talking about how moody Blake looked on his new album cover. Which state is Blake Shelton from?
Texas?
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy! Yeah, that was tough.
Dan,
I'm sorry.
Did you do those questions or did Mac? What is intern Mac?
3 of them are mine. 2 of them are his.
You guys just angry this morning.
I used all my easy ones in the first two hours.
Yeah, right?
That's the way the cookie crumbles sometimes, man. I'm sorry. Those were hard.
Welcome back, Kennedy.
Hello.
Wow.
Kelly got 0 out of 5. You know what we call that?
We're not going to talk about it.
Mac.
I swear we agreed no song when we changed it.
We sure did.
Kennedy, these are tough. Are you ready?
Yep.
I'm not going to tell you which ones you got right or wrong.
That's not
how
it works.
Adds to the suspense. Michael J. Fox will guest star on season 3 of Apple TV's Shrinking. Of course, he is known for his role as Marty McFly in the Back to the Future series. What is the name of the main villain in Back to the Future?
Biff.
Biff is it. 1-0. Chris Novoselic, 60 this weekend. He is the 3rd non-mega famous member of Nirvana. Can you name the other 2?
Dave Grohl and Kurt Cobain.
2-0. AAA expects 45 million people to travel at least 50 miles for Memorial Day weekend, which would break a record that has stood for 2 decades.
Oh, crap.
Aren't you driving to Virginia?
10 hours one way, baby.
You're adding to the statistic.
I really am.
What does AAA stand for?
Automotive Association. What's the first word? Automotive Association of America?
Close.
Yeah.
You're right, you're close.
Yeah, the American Automobile Association. 2-0, question number 4. Morgan Wallen's album, I'm the Problem, was released today. If you haven't listened to all of it, that's okay, Kennedy. There's 37 songs. You got time.
Okay.
He was going through it, apparently.
His longest running number one spent 16 weeks at the top of the charts in 2023. Name that song.
In 2023?
Yep.
Top of whose charts?
The number one song in America for 16 weeks.
Did we play it?
Yeah.
Still do play
still
it.
Still do play it.
Might be playing it next.
Probably.
Maybe not. Who are we talking about again?
I don't know.
Nirvana, I think.
I don't know.
Last night
we let the liquor talk.
Yep, nope.
It's like he was in the studio with us. 2-0. Question number 5. Blake Shelton got roasted by Jimmy Fallon this week. Jimmy spent a long time talking about how moody Blake looked on his new album cover. Which state is Blake Shelton from?
Oklahoma.
That is it. Those were hard, right, Kennedy?
Those were very, very difficult.
Very difficult.
Coming from you when I'm down, Daniel.
That's my bad.
I know. It's all right.
As soon as I finished, I was like, yeah, this is going to be a tough game.
Kennedy gets the win. Kelly, you don't get the cash, but you're not walking away empty-handed. Listen to this. You just won yourself a 4-pack of tickets to all 4 days of the NCAA Lacrosse Championships happening May 23rd through the 26th at Gillette Stadium. So you enjoy those tickets.
Thank you.
I understand you had somebody in your family that was drafted into the PLL.
Yeah, my best friend's brother plays at Penn State, and he was drafted to Denver Outlaws.
Oh my God, that's amazing.
You mean just in this draft?
And in 2025.
Oh, that's awesome. Very cool.
Yeah, so, and hopefully he plays at Gillette. So it works out.
And you'll be there. It's a lot of lacrosse.
Mm-hmm. All 4 days. I've been to one lacrosse game in my life, but I'm looking forward to it.
We're going to pump those numbers up pretty soon.
Get into it.
Yeah. All right. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I am Kelly from Waltham, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
I don't think I printed out the questions.
I was figuring that.
That was 2 days in a row.
That's all right.
Dying.
No worries. I got it.
Man, we put you in charge of one game.
Just cannot remember to print them out, Dan. All righty. Let me grab it real quick. Stand by.
Okay, we're here till 10.
Gabby Kennedy brought to you by Subaru of New England. Love spring in a new Subaru, Kennedy.
I do.
Subaru of New England, subaruofnewengland.com. Kennedy, let's say good morning to Jenny. Who's in
Hi, Jenny.
Good morning.
Hi.
Oh, we got a whole crew. Jenny's from Salem, New Hampshire. Who else is in the car?
Sophia, my 12-year-old daughter.
All right. Good morning, Sophia.
Good morning.
How many days of school do you have left?
I don't know, honestly. I can't keep track anymore.
Huh. Wow. You're the first kid I've heard say that.
Yeah, I'd have it down to the hour.
The minute, the second.
All right, will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Same to you.
All right. Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. You win yourself $1,000. Kennedy is now in that soundproof studio, and she can't hear anything that is happening. Are you ready?
We are ready.
Singer Cassie was back on the witness stand yesterday in the trial of her former boyfriend. Who is he?
P. Diddy.
Question number 2. Willie Nelson and Steve Perry just treated us all to an amazing new version of Journey's hit Faithfully. All proceeds from the song benefit the Concert for Farmers, which is celebrating its 40th year this year. Name the concert event.
Is it farming?
Question number 3. Lana Del Rey is charging $16.02 per song on her current tour, which is the highest price this summer. Lady Gaga is charging $13.97 per song. Usher is one of the best values at $3.76 per song.
Lana Del Rey is not six times better than Usher, I'll tell you that.
Lady Gaga, She was born and raised where? In which city?
That's a good question.
I don't know.
Need an answer.
New York.
Question number
New York City.
Question number four. The 37th season finale of The Amazing Race was last night on CBS. Who hosts the show?
The Amazing Race. I have no idea. Jeff
Prosser. All right. And question number five. Netflix is bringing back the talent competition show Star Search as a live event. Can you tell us who hosted the show from 1983 to 1995?
Ed Stamp?
All right, let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Did pretty well. Kennedy, welcome back.
Hi, thank you.
Jenny and Sophia from Salem, New Hampshire. $1,000 on the line, got 4 out of 5 correct.
Okay.
Yep.
Wow. Oh, my God.
Shocking even to them, Kennedy. These are tough questions. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Question number one. Singer Cassie was back on the witness stand yesterday in the trial of her former boyfriend. Who is he?
Sean Diddy Combs.
Tied at one. Question number two. Willie Nelson and Steve Perry just treated us all to an amazing new version of Journey's hit Faithfully. And all of the proceeds from the song benefit the Concert for Farmers, which is celebrating its 40th anniversary this year. Name that concert event.
Farm Aid.
It is Farm Aid. Have you heard that song yet?
Yeah. I had it for the Good Vibe Tribe audio like Monday,
but really?
We just haven't had time to run it.
Yeah, I haven't heard it yet.
No,
I want to hear
it.
Oh, it's not good?
Listen, it's Willie Nelson, who is 90
literally.
Years old. I mean, hearing Steve Perry sing, we haven't heard him sing in 30 years.
Been a minute.
So,
okay.
You know.
Tied at two. Question number three. Lana Del Rey is charging $16.02 per song on her current tour, which is the highest price this summer. Lady Gaga is charging $13.97 per song. Usher is one of the best values at $3.76 per song. I never thought about a concert being, you know, you're paying per song. I never thought about that before. Kennedy, Lady Gaga, born and raised where?
New York.
That is correct. Tied at three. Question number four. The 37th season finale of The Amazing Race was last night on CBS. Who hosts the show?
Phil Keegan? You're lying!
Since 2001, he has hosted the show. 4-3, question number five.
That was crazy that you just did that.
I could see it in my head. I just didn't know how it was spelled or pronounced.
Do we need to throw a challenge flag, Dan?
Yeah, challenge flag. Someone check her phone.
Question number five.
Okay.
Netflix.
We're going to have to do an ocular pat down.
Here you go.
Netflix is bringing back the talent competition show Star Search as a live event. Who hosted the show from 1983 to 1995?
Ed McMahon.
Put some respect on his check. Wow. Nice job, ladies.
That was wild.
Between the two of you, the three of you, you got 9
you
of the 10 correct.
Fantastic.
Those were hard questions. Nice work. So, Jenny and Sophia, unfortunately, you don't get the $1,000, but you did win yourself some concert tickets. You are going to see Shakira May 29th at Fenway Park, brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market. Perfecting the Art of Fresh. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. But you're going to see Shakira for free.
Thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
We are Jenny and Sophia from Salem, New Hampshire, and we can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.